Take the time to work on my timeline.
Okay. Let's go down, please. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa la rabbi shahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How's everybody doing? Can you hear me? Oh, great. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khairan for coming out. I was just waiting for some more people to join in. And I wanted to, alhamdulillah, welcome you back from the break. We have quite a full schedule ahead of us for the next few weeks until we complete this section or this semester of this program. So, you know, we need as much participation as we can get, inshallah. Hold on a second. Yeah. So that is that. Hold on a second. All right. Now, that said, we're going to get started, inshallah. Firstly, with the example from tutorial, because that was something that we had had sent during the break, and I was hoping that you had a chance to look at it and complete it. The first activity was pretty straightforward. You take the root letters and you put them on the pattern of the past tense, the present tense, command tense, etc. Okay, depending on which family it is. So that was that's something that's pretty standard. I wanted to actually look at activity two downwards. These activities, the intent was you take the word something like sadiq and you complete the meaning, including the looking up of the meaning of the word. Complete the table, including the looking up of the meaning of the word. So sadiq means truthful. So you would write here, this is masculine. You will write in here, for example, masculine, definite, singular. You will write here, the truthful man. Okay? And then the two truthful men over here, the two truthful men. And here we'll just say the truthful men as the plural. Okay? And the indefinite version of it will be a truthful man. Hmm? And it will be two truthful men. And this would be finally truthful men. Okay? So just like that, we would have definite and indefinite, the meanings. Of course, I know the meaning right now, truthful. But you would have, if you didn't know what sadiq meant, you would look it up. Then you would look it up by figuring out that the root letters here are sad, dal, and qaf. Look it up in the dictionary. And then you arrive at the idea that sadiq, as the it's the member of the family, the actor. And thus, you get the meaning. And then you fill in what this looks like. The word sadiq looks like when it's marfu' and it's singular and it's definite. So it would be as-sadiqu, and then as-sadiqa, and as-sadiqi, and so on and so forth. Okay? Then you will repeat the process for the feminine. Write the meaning feminine, which is definite and singular over here. Then the pair, and then the plural, etc., etc. The whole thing gives us a pretty comprehensive practice of what is going on, what is all the things that we've studied. It will give you a very good idea, inshallah. Okay, that is that. The one that we'll look at perhaps for now is there's also, by the way, Quran study, which I think is a very important thing. You try to fill this in as much as you can. Take a word. If there's something I don't want you to concern yourself with, I'll just put NA. And if there's something that you can fill out, like khalqi, all right, I think you could guess or fill out the rest of the table here, you do so. So, subhanAllah, this is how it is. This is all for your benefit, right? Like the homework, these activities are to make you strong, to make you understand these concepts, so that when we move on and build upon these concepts, you're not building on shaky ground. It's critical to spend some time preparing, spend some time doing homework yourself. Try to really process this information at your free time. That is when a lot of this these concepts will solidify. And then again, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is going forward, because we're going to be building on these concepts, right? I'm going to just say this is marfu', and this is mansub, and this is majrur, etc. And I'm going to expect you to kind of, just go with the flow there, right? Like you would, I would expect you to know it. I'm not going to explain this again. So that's why the importance of it, inshallah, and the urgency should be there. Let's do this activity together right now. Complete the table, including creating the word and looking up the meaning of the word. Okay, so the word I need to create here is family one, actor, from the root letters sad, lam, and ha. Okay, so the actor pattern, right, that would give me the following. As-salih. That's what's going to give me. That's the pattern. That's what we practiced over here in activity one. The actor pattern, etc. That is where the pattern come from. Once we understand that, once we're good with that, we can create this. Now you look up what the meaning of this is. Okay. So look up meaning. I open the dictionary. I go to Edgetal, which I have conveniently bookmarked. And then I type in my root letters. All right. And I find it here. Salaha. In fact, there is multiple versions of the family one. Salaha and Saluha. Both of those exist in family one. Subhanallah. Now, after seeing what the word means, you know, to be good, to be right, be pious, etc., I'll pick a meaning, right? I'll maybe pick pious. Okay? I'll pick pious or righteous. Both of them kind of have the same meaning here. So I will select the meaning to be pious. And then the masculine, definite, singular version would be what, people? Oh, thank you, Krishnadia. The pious man. Great. This is definite, right? So that's why we're putting the excellent. Then I have the two pious men. Excellent. And here I have the pious men as my plural. Okay. What does the marfu' version of this look like? So the meaning, of course, is the same. It's the pious man. The marfu' version would be as-salihu. As-salihu. Now we start to put the tashkil on R3. When you make the pattern, we don't necessarily care what's on R3. But once we start to put the status, here goes R3. As-salihu. Dhamma when it's marfu'. Then, as-saliha, mansub, fatha, right? As-salihi, majroor. Okay. So that is majroor. The thing to just note here is that I'm not putting a shadda on the sod, right? Like if I wanted to, I could do this. That's fine because pronunciation, as-salihi, this is a shamsiya letter. But once we have talked about them, I've kind of moved on and stopped writing them when it's just a pronunciation. I only write the shadda when it's a pattern, okay? I hope you are okay with that and you see that. Yes? Okay. Then I would make the two pious men marfu'. How do I do that? Yes, you can do the same, Sister Nadia. Yes. Yes, inshallah, in the homework. Because it will help you type quicker, inshallah. As-sali... What, people? As-salihani. Very nice. As-salihani. That's the two pious men. That's the marfu version of it. And then the mansub and majroor version would be as-sali hayni. As-sali hayni. Again, keep notice. The R3 starts to change, right? The R, meaning we start to put harakat on R3, right? When we make patterns, we weren't putting anything on R3. Now it changes. Hu ha hi. When it is the pair, the R3 tashkil gets fixed as a fatha, but now there is a tashkil that's definitely on it, a fatha, right? We're not just leaving it blank. A salihani. That's really the point. That's how we kind of got to this point. Okay, I hope you get that part, inshallah ta'ala. And then finally, we have the plural, which is as-salihuna. Very good. As-salihuna. And the mansub majroor version is أصلي حين. Right? أصلي حين. Very good. Perfect. The indefinite version is easy, meaning wise. The pious man will become a pious man, right? Or just pious man. Okay? But I'll put a pious man just for the sake of making it more precise. The two pious men become two pious men. And the pious men become pious men. And that's it. Right? You just remove the. And in our word, when it's masculine, indefinite, and it's singular, I just remove the alif and lam, and I get what? I get salihun. Fantastic. Salihun. Very good. And I get salihan. And finally, I get salihin. Salihan, right? This is how it works. I think it's pretty straightforward. Now we have the two pious men. We'll put salihani and salihaini. The we just remove the al. Nothing really changes. And then finally we have pious men, which is sali. And then salihina. Right? Fairly straightforward, I hope. This is a review. So that gives us the masculine version of it. This chart basically has all the concepts that you've learned. You know, something from the patterns, something from the lookup of the meaning, and then creating the meaning that's precise to match all the properties, and then capturing all the properties of the word. Now make it feminine. The wow. Salihuna, that's part of the pattern, Brother Salim. That's part of the pattern. That's how you make it as a plural when it is marfu. No problem. Here is another. Here's another thing. Oh, good to see you back, Alhamdulillah, Brother Salim. You missed your humor sometimes in class. the al here, huh? You notice the al. Ameen ya Rabbal Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. You see this al here, people? Okay. Whenever you see this al, this by default is a hamzatul wasl. Okay. So let me look, open up an example from the Quran. Okay. Let's go to. So look at this. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Right? النَّاس. You see the alif and lam? Okay. The alif is actually the al. Right? The al. The alif is always going to be Hamzatul Wasl. Look at that. Malikin Nas, same thing. Ilahin Nas, same thing. The word ilah, this is a hamzatul wasl or qata. Which one is this? Qata, very good. This is hamzatul qata, that's very good. This is hamzatul wasl. Always. Min sharril waswasil khannas. It's always like that. في صدور الناس من الجنة الجنة والناس. Again, the Hamzatul Wasl is going to be, you know, that's always there when you have al. Okay, the problem we have is when you change it from Quranic Arabic to newspaper Arabic, the Hamzatul Wasl is written as a alif. We're learning why is it Halima. Okay, that's how it's written. In reality, when I'm writing this, this is a Hamzatul Wasl. I just don't have a way to type it in Arabic in my keyboard. And in all the books that we will learn to read, inshallah, and then you will, inshallah, learn to read afterwards with Sheikh Muhammad Hilmi, the Hamzatul Wasl is not written like this. It's written like this, as an alif. Okay? That's how they just write it. But in the Quran, when the spelling of the Quran, or when the script of the Quran is written, or when the script of the Quran that's been written and printed and has become the standard basically across the world, that has a Hamzatul Wasl there, which makes it easy for us. Okay, but perhaps the opportunity for confusion arises. So I want to make this very clear. Whenever you have Al, whenever you have Al, the Alif in Al is a what? Hamzatul Wasl. Okay, this should be very clear, inshallah. We're not, we shouldn't confuse it with a Hamzatul Qatar. Okay, this is always going to be Hamzatul Wasl, the Al. The reason also is that, you know, the Al itself, it's just like Hamzatul Wasl, pronounced when you start, right? And connected if you are joining. So this is one reason why the Hamzatul Wasl is there. It allows you to connect the two words smoothly. Okay? Any questions about this point? If the R1 after Al has a Dhamma or Kasra, the Hamzatul Wasl will still have a Fatha. Yes. So, excellent question. If the R1 has a Dhamma here, well, this pattern it has a Fatha. But say, for example, R1 has a fatha here, right? Saw, correct? In this example, brother Raid. So in this example, it's gonna be al. Al is always al. If I had the word muslih, for example, muslih, that will be family 4. Starts with a meme with a dhamma. Al will still be al muslih. I can't think of an example of this particular root with a kasra in the beginning. But say if I was using the word misbah, similar, I guess one of the letters is the same or two, which is like a lantern. The first letter has a kasra, but al will be al. Al will be al irrespective of what goes on afterwards. Right, yeah, alhamdulillah. All right, so that I hope that part is clear, inshallah ta'ala. When you write al, in reality, we're writing a Hamzatul Wasl followed by alam. Okay, now let's go to the feminine part of this. This is the pious woman. This would be the two pious women, and finally the pious women. All right, and if I want to make this to be indefinite, I will say a pious woman. Right, I'll do this quickly because I don't want to spend that much time on this. And then I have two pious women, and finally I have pious women. Correct, excellent. Are these patterns in the textbook? This table, Sister Maria? Okay, this table unfortunately is in the class notes, but I'm going to move it to the textbook, inshallah. Okay, just give me a day, and all of that will be moved to the textbook, and I'll message in the group saying it's all there. Okay, sounds good, inshallah. Okay, now here we are, the feminine. How do I make feminine? Feminine, definite, singular. Atta marbuta. Thank you. Awesome. MashaAllah. Atta marbuta. And what do I get when I atta marbuta? I get a sa li ha tu. MashaAllah. Then a sa li ha ta. And then a sa li ha ti. Very good. And then I have the two pious women, marfu'a, as-salihatani, as-salihatani, and as-salihatani. Very good. The pious women, the plural, as-salihatu. Very good. And as-salihati. Very nice, alhamdulillah. As-salihatu, as-salihati. That is the majrur version of this. Okay, now let's make the indefinite version. Take off the al. This al, by the way, what is this letter? Is it an alif or is it a hamzul wasl? Hamzul wasl, thank you. Right? It's a hamzul wasl. Alright? Oh boy. Oh man. Yes, thank you, Mr. Salim, for that one. Fake newspaper. Okay. So, li hatun. So, li hatun. I know, alhamdulillah. I know, that was a good joke. So, li hatun. Then we have so, li hatun. And finally, salihatin. Awesome. The two pious women. Salihatani. Very straightforward. Just remove the al. And salihataini. And pious woman, I remove the al, but I have to return the tanween, salihatun, and salihatin. This is part of that pattern because, you know, the tanween is needed here. There's no noon, right? Salihatun, salihatin. That gives us all of the table, alhamdulillah. Okay? So that, folks, is what the feminine version looks like. Above it is what the masculine version looks like. That is how, this is the foundation that we want to build upon, inshallah. Okay? Questions or comments? All right. We're going to start our next topic with a rapid fire, true or false. All right, ready? Oh, activity 4, inshallah, we'll have the key for this published, inshallah, soon. Got a question from activity 4. How about any questions from the tutorial notes we'll take up in the tutorial? Maybe activity 4 actually is worthwhile taking up in the tutorial on Saturday. I think that might be worth it because it actually has lots of good stuff to learn. So let's do that actually. Let's take up the activity 4 in the tutorial, and then we'll have other things to do in the tutorial inshallah as well. All right? Because it will be, instead of reviewing through another table, might as well review from the table of this tutorial. Right? I like that. Okay. Now, here we are. True or false? Words in Arabic can be only of three categories. Words in Arabic can be only of three categories. Ism, fa'al, and harf. True or false? The correct answer is true. The correct answer is true. Very good. It's every word has to be an ism or a fa'al or a harf. There's no fourth. It has to fall into one of these three things. Okay, all fa'al have root letters. True or false? Number two is true. All fa'al does indeed have root letters. Okay, that's what we've seen so far. In fact, that is how it's always going to be. Fa'al has root letters always. Most ism have three root letters. True or false? Most ism have three root letters. That is true. Alhamdulillah. That's great. All right. Most harf have three root letters. True or false? The answer is false. What's the correct statement here? Harf do not have root letters. Thank you. All right. Good. All right. Number five. The closest English approximation for a fa'al is a verb. True or false? The answer is true. The closest English approximation for an ism is a noun. True or false? Yay. Lots of truths today. Usually I have more false than true, but that's all right. The closest English approximation for a harf is a preposition. True or false? This actually, if you were to just follow with the truths, is also true. Just like in English, like the ism is way more than a noun. A fi'il is not exactly a verb. It has an actor. It has, you know, many other things. It has things that we haven't learned yet, like a command tense doesn't really exist in English. Okay, all of these things are quite different. These are approximations. Likewise, the harf, the approximation, is a preposition. There are more to it, for sure. The harf serves no purpose grammatically. True or false? The answer to that is false. Harf serve purposes grammatically. In fact, it serves a very important purpose. Okay, we're gonna learn one type of harf today, inshallah. And the purpose it serves is that the harf changes the status of the ism that follows it. We're gonna see that, and I'll show you an example based on what we went through in this true and false. We can conclude a couple of things. Okay, doesn't have root letters. Harf, they don't have root letters. Okay, they're just words that either are less than three, as we'll see, Or even if there are three in number, there are no roots, they're just by themselves. Okay, always that by itself. They resemble prepositions in English. That's the meaning. Okay, that's the meaning. It resembles prepositions in English when it comes to meaning. And they grammatically serve a very important purpose. That is to affect the ism that comes after it. Specifically, to affect the status. To affect the status of the ism that comes after it. Okay? That is what it does. And let's look at an example, right? How do you say in Arabic, all praises for Allah? How do you say that? Oh, yay. Our praises for Allah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. By the way, Alhamdulillah, the all praise part, right? That's a, you know, a balagha thing, right? That's a rhetorical thing in the sense that the al there is explained to mean all praise. Okay. It's definite though. Alhamdu is just like as-salihu or, you know, whatever else it is that you want it to be, right? But in that particular case, there's other reasons why we make it all-encompassing, all-inclusive and whatnot. That's not like our concern, but we're just going to look at the word Alhamdu as it is. How many words are in Alhamdulillahi, this statement? How many words? One, two, or three? Looks like it's two, right? Alhamdu is one, lillahi is one. But if you remember, we did this in the tutorial not too long ago. Remember from the tutorial handout that we did not too long ago, right? Right here. We will count al as part of the word, okay? Al as part of the word alhamdu. Because, you know, when we write our patterns, al is always there as the ism as part of the pattern. So alhamdu is one word. Lillahi, we had said, was two words. Li and Allahi. Written together as lillahi like that, okay? That's what, do you remember we did this? Right? Yay. Alhamdulillah. So in fact, there are three words here. What are the three words? Number one is Alhamdu. Number two is the Li from Lillahi. When I say from Lillahi, like, you know, the way it's written together. And the other one is, the third one is, Allah, he from, Allahi from Lillahi. Okay? Again, it's actually Allahi. Li Allahi. It's just written as Lillahi. Okay? It is actually Li Allahi, written though as Lillahi. Okay. What is this? Is an ism, fi'il, or harf? Alhamdu. This is a ism, and its status is Alhamdu. The status is marfu, right? Right now, I'm only going to concern myself with the status, right? Not the definite or indefinite. It is just the status for now. All right? It is marfu. It has a dhamma on R3. Alhamdu. Right? Okay. Li. Is it a ism, fi'l, or harf? Guesses. لي is a harf. لي is a harf. As you can see, it is only one letter. Clearly can't have root letters. It's not even like two letters. It's just one letter. It's by itself. It is a harf. And Allahi, lafzul jalala. Right? The word Allahi. Is that an ism, fi'l, or harf? That is ism. And what is the status of the word Allah, of lafzul jalala Allahi? The status is majroor. Correct? Its status is majroor. It has a kasra. So this is, as you see here, right? What the harf li did. The harf li, see what we spoke about here. No root letters, resemble prepositions, right? Alhamdu, which means, we said it's, praise. Again, the all part, I hope you understand, right? The all part is implied as in like meaning wise, right? Harf li, it means for. And the Allah, he is Allah, right? Praise is for Allah. So it has that meaning that it resembles. And then it affects the status of the ism that comes after it. In this situation, this harf, it affects the status by making this word Allahi majroor. It makes the word Allahi majroor. You see that? That is one of the roles that the harf plays. It affects the status of the ism that comes after it. Okay? And that's what we like to learn today. How does this happen? And when does it happen? This is important for us because we have finished studying a type of ism. Okay, now we want to take those isms and make them into sentences. Okay, make them into sentences. So before we can make sentences, though, we need these, combination of words together. And harf and ism, alhamdulillah. Now that we can start, once we have the tools for that, we can start making our sentences that can make meaning for us. It doesn't mean four or two. Li has, as we'll see, harf have multiple meanings. In this case, it means four. Praise is for Allah, right? But at times, li does mean two. Okay, at times, li means two as well. Okay. What we'll do is, initially, we will break harf into three categories. Okay. Initially, we will break the harf down into three categories. There's going to be more to come later. But right now, just for the sake of making sure that we're clear, we're going to break it down to three categories. Actually, before that, just one thing to point out. Is you notice how the harf is written. In this case, the harf is written as part of the word. I'm going to write this actually. Note how the harf is written. It is often written together with the ism, as if they were one word, right? You notice that lillahi, it looks like it's one word, but in reality it's two words. This is how the harf is written, and this is an important note. Some harf are written by themselves, that's okay, and that makes our lives easy. But often the harf is written together with the ism. We will focus our attention initially on one harf. Okay? This harf is going to wow you. Get it? It will wow you. You had a feeling. Good. We're going to focus a little bit on what this harf does today. Okay? And then after today, inshallah, we'll focus on some other harf. Wow is actually, believe it or not, a very interesting harf. What is the meaning of wow, by the way? Anybody know? When I say wow, right? It means and. Okay, good. I'm glad that we have this understanding. Let's go back to what I was saying. Okay, hold that thought for a sec. We will break down the harf initially into three categories. Okay? A connector harf. Okay? Connector harf, such as and, then, and so. We'll talk about that. Don't worry. Jar. Not jar as in like a jar of, you know, jam or something. Okay? But jar, we'll learn what this is soon. And an oath. We'll break the harf down initially into these three categories. Let's talk about connectors first. Okay? And particularly, wa. What it does is that the connector connects two isms together in meaning and in status. Okay, remember, a harf does what? It changes the status of the ism after it. Yes or no? Right? That's what a harf does. It changes the status of the ism afterwards. Or more precisely, it affects it, right? Like, it affects that status. It, you know, in this case, the connector, it will connect the status of two words. And it will connect the meaning of two words, or two isms. Okay? This particular harf wa, it will connect the meaning of two isms, and it will connect the status of the two isms. Okay? Check out this example. It will wow you, inshallah. It's getting old now. That's all right. This surah, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. For the accustomed security of Quraysh. Maybe let's look at a better translation. Let's look at Wahiduddin Khan. What does he say? For the security of Quraysh. Alright. For the security of the tribe of Quraysh. Who are the tribe of Quraysh? Anybody know? Any idea? The tribe of the Prophet, right? That's where he was. That's his tribe. And also they were the Prophet's enemy for a large period of his life as a prophet, right? They were his adversaries. They did not immediately accept Islam. Eventually they did. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the incredible safety and security the people of Quraysh enjoy, unprecedented in Arabia before the time of the Prophet. Okay, they would enjoy peace and security without the need of employing a force to enforce that security by the virtue of them being the neighbors of the Kaaba. they would be afforded by the other tribes of the other tribes of Arabia the security of not getting their possessions robbed, not having their trade caravans raided, just because they were the neighbors of the house of Allah, the house that Ibrahim alayhi salam built. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them of this favor. He says, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ, for the security of Quraysh, إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ, the security in the winter and summer journeys. By the way, this surah is connected to the surah before it. Do you know what the surah before it is? Any ideas? Before, not after, Sister Shamim. Surah Fil, right? What happened in Surah Fil? The incident of the elephant, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the army of these Tayran Ababil, flocks of birds, upon the army of Abraha, which pelted them with stones. Tarmihi bi hijaratin min sijil. This happened before the Prophet was born, or the year that he was born, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so this incident added to the grandeur and the legend of Quraysh, that an invading force tried to attack them, and Allah sent like birds from the sky to defeat them. So subhanAllah, these are people you don't touch. So now their status in the eyes of the Arabs is even greater. So Allah reminds them that this was done, and everything before that, the building of the Kaaba, the privileges they enjoy, was done li ilafi Quraysh, for the security of Quraysh. Ilafihim rihlata shita'i wa saif, their security in their winter and summer journeys that they would take for trade. So they could make these journeys in peace, not get robbed, get rich. When everybody else was trying to, hustle, these folks were getting rich by making these peaceful trade. Imagine the only people who were able to peacefully buy and sell largely were Quraysh. So they got very, very wealthy because of that. Nobody was looting them. Nobody was touching them. It was an incredible, benefit to them. That's why Allah says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ, let them worship the house, the Lord of this house. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ, the one who provided them with food, lest they go hungry, وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, and save them from fear. Okay? Now, this is it's actually a very beautiful surah. There's a lot to discuss here that I'm just kind of skimming over, but I wanted to give you some context before we get into the ayah here. رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ, رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. Let me paste this here, okay? What is the meaning here in the translation? He says, if I can kind of just have the translation with me. This translation box. It says, their security in their winter and summer journeys. So let's take security in the winter right, that's the translation. Okay, ash-shita means what? Just guess from the translation. Let me actually take out the security part as well. The winter and summer journeys. Shita is winter. Shita is winter. What is a saif? Saif the sod. Summer. All right, good. Just from the ayah, you don't have to know this, but just from the ayah, if I'm telling you shita is winter, Rihla is journey, Saif is summer. Okay. Wa is and. right? Wa is end. Rihla is journey. Shita is winter. Saif is a summer. And wa is end. Okay? Now, we have all of these words. Kind of figure out what they mean. Okay? Look at the connector waw. Right? The connector waw is right here. And it connects the meaning. How does it connect the meaning? Winter and summer. That's the meaning. Yes or no? See how it connects the meaning? Winter and summer journeys. And it connects the status. How so? Ash-shita'i. What's the status of shita'i? Majroor. What's the status of saifi? Majroor. That's what it does. Connects the status as well. Okay? That's what the harf waw did. It affected the status of the ism after it. The ism after the waw is a saif. It affected it by connecting its status back to a shita'i. Okay? So now both of them have the same status. Because both of them are connected also in meaning. Alright? Is that part clear? That, folks, is what the connector waw is. Questions or comments? The kasra points to the fact that it is majrur. Correct. The status is both majrur. Is this a rule that always applies? Yes. It made the same status as the ism before. Absolutely. It connects the two. This rule applies? Yes, it always applies. The one thing to keep in mind is that the connector waw actually is more than just for isms. Okay? It will be for fa'il. And it will also be for sentences. But we don't know how to tell the status of fa'il yet, do we? We don't know yet. We don't know how to tell the status of fa'il. So that's why we're not going to focus on that. We don't know sentences just yet. So we're not going to concern ourselves with that just yet. Right now we're just learning ism. And you can tell the status of certain ism. That's why the connector ism is able to connect the two. Hold on a sec, please. Okay, so when you say changes the status, it changes the status of the word before it and therefore connecting the two. Okay, so excellent question, Sister Maria. The as-sayfi, right? The waw is affecting its status. How? It affects it by connecting it to the word before. The word that is connected in meaning, it also connects it in status. It's not going to be rihlat al-shita'i wa-saifu. It won't be. Or rihlat al-shita'i wa-saifa. No. It has to be rihlat al-shita'i wa-saifi. Make sense? It connects by matching the status. Absolutely. It connects by matching the status. I like that. Yellow. All right, I like that. Good point. Not always, but that it's not always the case, Sister Nadia. This is one example. Most times, but not always. Okay. Example, activity, I'm going to say. Find an example of wa, the connector, and in the Quran. Okay? Find an example, please. I'll give you a few moments to think about it. When you think about it, just like Sister Halima did, hit type the answer in the chat box. If it's a part of an ayah, type the part of the ayah. Whatever you can think of, inshallah. First two ayahs of Surah Yasin. Wal Qur'an al-Hakim. Innaka la minal mursaleen. Okay, good. Wal Qur'an al-Hakim. Surah Adiyat. Wal Adiyati Dabha. Very good. Surah Ikhlas, ayah 3. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, wa lam yulad. Very nice, Brother Farhan. I like that. Wal Asri. Very good, Sister Halima. The rest of you can also chime in. I'm just, as they're typing, I'm kind of like thinking about what they're saying. Wal Fajri, mashallah. Walayalin Ashr. Okay, very good, Sister Saliha. Okay, second ayah, Surah Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. That's the first one. Or is it the وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ. Okay. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ. Very good. Ah. I'll take the first one too. Good. Alhamdulillah. Any other ideas? وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ. MashaAllah. So, all excellent examples. All of them definitely wows. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban. Awesome. Right? Great example. Third ayah, Surah Baqarah. Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb wa yuqimuna as-salah. Wa min sharri ghasiqin. Excellent. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Okay. All really good examples. Let me go through a few of them. Okay, shall we? Surah Adiyat, Wal Adiyati Dabha. As we will learn, that is actually an oath. That is actually an oath. Let me go to this Adiyat. Where is it? Look at that. By the racers panting. Likewise, Surah Yasin. The second ayah of Surah Yasin is also going to be what, people? An oath. Wal Qur'an al Hakim. By the wise Qur'an. Okay? Likewise, many of the examples that you have mentioned. Like وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَالْفَجْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ. A lot of these are oaths. Now, we will cover oaths, don't you worry. Okay, we'll cover oaths in us just a little bit of a, just a few in a few minutes. But I'm glad that you are able to think of an ayah that has an oath. That's very good. Now, also look at a few other examples. For example, mentioned here is Surah Nasr. Okay, let's look at Surah Nasr here. Where are we? Here, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. This one is a good example. نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. Let's type this here. The class in the morning had other examples, so I'm gonna actually type your examples out here. Nasrullahi wal fath. Why is it not fixed box? Yeah. Okay, the victory of Allah and the conquest. Okay, The word for victory is Nasr. The word for victory is Nasr, right here. This is victory. Okay. Allahi, of course, is right here. And Al-Fath, wa is and, right? Wa is and. And Al-Fath is the conquest. Correct? Help as well, you're right. But in this particular surah, it's referring to the victory of the conquest of Mecca. All right? So, what are the two words that are being connected together in English? Even in Arabic, it's fine. Nasr and Fath. Correct. You got it, right? The victory and the conquest are being connected. So these are two, the victory and the conquest are connected in meaning. How do you know? It's, you know, like if you look, this is just, I guess, context, right? Like, look at the meaning. When the victory of Allah has come and the conquest, right? If you look at the meaning, two things have come, victory and conquest. That's why they're together, right? That's why they're connected in the meaning. Does that make sense, Ustad Imam? All right. Now look at the status. What's the status of victory? Nasru. Dhamma, what's the status? People tell me. Marfur. Very good. What's the status of the conquest? Fathu. Marfu' as well, right? That is a connector. Well, connects the two. This waw connects al-fathu to nasru. You see that? Its status is dhamma, or rather, status is marfu'. This waw has affected it by connecting it to and matching it to the status of Nasru before that. Okay? Just like إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. شِتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ, the waw was able to connect the two together. Don't worry about that, Brother Farhan, just yet. Excellent observation though. Excellent observation. There is no al in front of Nasr, but there is an al in front of Fath. That's coming soon. You'll see very soon why that is the case. But right now, just for the sake of the status only, right? That's why when I was focusing on the connector, wow, I only said, let's worry about the status for now only, right? The connector doesn't have to be immediately between two words. It's connecting. Exactly. Alhamdulillah. That it doesn't have to be. Right, it absolutely does not have to be. Let me show you another example, shall we? Let's look at a good example, an easy example, similarly, right, like as the one before. Nasrullahi wal Fath. Where is it? This is Tanazzalul Malaikatu wal Ruh. The angels and the spirit. Right, the angels and the spirit. Here it is referring, of course, the angels is angels, and al-malaika, al-ruh is Jibreel al-Islam, the spirit. Okay, they both, the angels and the spirit, they descend. Right, that's on the night of Laylatul Qadr. Okay, and again, you will notice how you have. Firstly, you have the meaning that's connected, al-malaika wal-ruh, angels and the spirit, they're both descending. Okay, and also you will notice how their status is connected you know, ar-ruhu, its status is matching the status of al-malaikatu. All right? Make sense? Similar example as the one before. Okay? But one interesting thing to note here is notice ar-ruh is singular and malaika is plural. Right? So it doesn't always have to be the same in its number. It can be different numbers. It's fine. Okay? Now, let's look at this example. This is a good one. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. The messenger has believed in what was revealed to him from his Lord, and the believers have believed in what has been revealed to him from his Lord. Do you see that? The messengers and the believers, if I want to type the rest of the thing in brackets, or maybe I'll write it here, have, or believe in what has been revealed to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his Lord. Does that make sense to you? The translation here? Generally, translation will say, the messenger has believed and was been revealed to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. That's, of course, a correct translation, and it captures the sentence structure. But for our purposes, I'm just altering it a little bit just to highlight something. Okay? Ar-Rasulu and the Mu'minun, right? Both of them are connected in meaning because they're both believing in what has been revealed to the Prophet ﷺ from Allah. Yes or no? Is the meaning there? Right? The meaning is there. We have the believers, messenger, and the believers. Yay. Meaning is connected. Our wa is right here. All right. Is the status the same? Ar-Rasulu. What's the status of Ar-Rasulu? Marfu. And what is the status of Mu'minun? Fat mansub, fatha. No, in fact, it is mu'minuna, right? This is a marfu', right? This is the plural. Alhamdulillah. So this also connects. So the waw here, the waw that connects the meaning, also connects the status, also joins the status. Make sense? To see how it's done, how it's joining its status, even though they're separated by quite a few words. There's like a whole bunch of words here that separate Ar-Rasulu from Al-Mu'minun. But the Wa will actually connect it all the way back. Are you okay with this, people? This is what the wow of connecting, the connector wow does. Okay, it connects, right? If you go back here, two isms in meaning and matching the status. Yes, the mu'minun is marfu', right? Mu'minun, like salihuna that we just did in the practice. Here, right? Remember that? Salihuna, as-salihuna. Term number four. Okay, now. So the and, the wa, that's the first and the most important of the connectors. Did you know that the wa connected the two isms from the meaning of the sentence? So Brother Farhan asked like the question that really goes to the crux of the matter. How do you know it by meaning, or do you know it by the grammar? Right? Do you know it because of the meaning, or do you know it because of the grammar? The answer is actually a bit of both. Sometimes, like if you didn't know the meaning at all, I think it would be very difficult for you to use the grammar. Right? So the meaning is definitely needed to be able to see how the two are connected. But once you see, know the meaning is there, the status, the grammar should verify the meaning. Do you see that? Right, like I see the meaning, the winter and summer journeys. All right, clearly. Now I look at the grammar. Shita'i wa sayfi, yeah? Shita'i wa sayfi matches. Nasrullahi wal fath, the victory of Allah and the conquest. Okay, the victory, okay, Nasru, conquest, al-fathu, okay, got it. Make sense, Brother Farhan? The meaning is important. That's why I type the meaning here for you. There is no full stop in Arabic. Is there a case in the Quran where the two words appear across verses? Okay, so you're right, there's no full stop, but did you know there is a letter in the Arabic language that is used to denote a full stop? Can you guess what letter that is? Take a guess. We're just studying it right now. No, we're studying it right now, but we spent all the time. The wow, yes. The wow. I told you the wow is so critical. The wow is so awesome. You will be wowed by it. Okay? The wow is actually also in Old Arabic, in the Quran, it is actually a period as well. Like, you know, it's a full stop. But I don't want to, like, right now, I don't want to talk about that because that will peel the onion fast. That will peel the onion really fast, okay? But hold on to that thought. It will come later. Okay, it will come later, inshallah. How a wow. You see what I told you, Brother Sadiq is like, I don't. Oh boy. But the wow also has the meaning of the starting the sentence. Okay? All right. Anyway, the interesting thing remains, folks, for us right now, the wow is a connector. The other two connector harfs are fa, so, and thumma, then. I'm just mentioning them. I'm not going to do examples of them. Just as an FYI right now, don't worry about these too much. We'll concern ourselves with these more when we study fi'l. Okay? All right. Since we spoke a lot about oath already, right? We spoke a lot about oath already. Let's go to oath first. Okay? Qasam. That's the Arabic word for oath. Right? Can someone remind me of a wow that I said was a wow for oath? Wal asri. Very nice. Sister Hadima. One more example maybe. Watini, very good. Wal fajri, excellent. Okay, let's take some of those examples. Okay, watini wa zaytun. What surah is this? Surah watini, 95. Okay. All right, very good. So I have. Watini. I have wal asri, right? I have wal fajri. Let's look, take a wal fajri. Where is wal fajri? Wallahi, yes. Anybody who says wallahi, you know they're using the wow of the qasam. Oh, you're saying wal layli. Okay, wal layli, sorry. But also wallahi, right? I was reading somewhere like, you know, wallahi is now like Toronto slang. I was like, what? It's ridiculous. But, right? it's very interesting. But what, right? This what, you see this what? This what right here. Notice what happens. If I can just highlight it today. Watini. Are there that many people from Toronto in this class? But Farhan. All right, Abdullah. Wal Asri Watini. Well, Fajr, clearly have started a different conversation here. Alhamdulillah. Wal Asri, Wal Tini, Wal Fajri. All of these, as you can see, have the wa in the beginning. Right? And after that, there is an ism that its status is what? Status is majrur. Fantastic. Okay, look at the meaning. Wal fajr. What is the meaning that we get here? By the daybreak or by dawn, right? If I look at wal asr, I swear by the passage of time. Al-Asr. Wat-Tini. I also go to Wat-Tini. Maybe Wat-Tini over here. By the olive. More precisely by the fig. Hold on. Yes. By the fig. Wat-Tini. Okay. You see the word by, right? Do you know what is the word by? That's mentioned in the translation quite a bit. The word that's used there is by. This is the way to take an oath in the Quran. It is to add importance or emphasis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking an oath by an ism to add importance, to add emphasis. This makes the ism after it majrur. It makes it majrur. Wa an al asri, wa al tini, wa al fajri. That is the wow of the oath. Wow of the oath. There's two other words or two other half rather that are used for the oath. That is b and t. They have the same meaning as a wa by, but they're used in the Quran, only the name of Allah. Billahi and Tallahi. Billahi and Tallahi. So we're not going to concern ourselves too much with them either because they're rare. The one that is very common, as most of you, mashallah, when I ask for examples, pointed out, wal adiyati, wal fajri, wal tini, wal asri, right? All of these are the wow of qasam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I swear by the passing of time. I swear by the fig. I swear by the daybreak, etc., etc. That is what it is referring to. Okay? Is this the same as the connector wow? No, doesn't mean the same thing. Doesn't mean and. It means by. And it doesn't do the same thing, right? The connector wow connects two isms and makes their status the same. This one makes the ism after it majrur. Right? It makes the ism after it majrur. That's what we see in our examples of the Quran. So now you're able to see maybe like a difference between two different types of wows. Now Sister Nadia asks the question, mashallah. Is this wow the wow of Qasam or is it a connector wow? Okay. What about wa turi sinin? What about wa hadha al balad al amin? Are all of these connectors? Are all these oath? In reality, you can't really tell without the use of tafsir. You need someone to explain to you what is the intended purpose of this speech. Okay? For Quran, that is tafsir. Like, what does the ayah mean? How do we know what it means? We look at what the tafsir says, right? So, when you look at the tafsir, it seems like the wow, all of these vows are actually wow of qasam. Okay, Allah is taking, count how many oaths are here. Four. Very good. There's four oats. Wattini, one. Zaytuni, two. Turi Sinin, three. Hadha al-balad al-amin, four. Okay? What does it mean? Let me change this to translate our thing. The first oath is by the fig. The second one is by the olive. The third one is Mount Sinai. Fourth one is this secure city, Makkah. Do you know what these oaths are referencing? They are referencing the, mashallah, the five great prophets. Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. At-Tin is referencing Nuh alayhi salam. Zaytun is referencing Isa alayhi salam. Turi Sinin is referencing Musa alayhi salam. Mount Sinai. Hadha al-Balad al-Amin is referencing the Prophet ﷺ and Ibrahim. And that is because لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have certainly created man in the best of stature. To show the best of humanity, right? Allah uses an oath that references them to show the best of what people can be. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. SubhanAllah. The meaning of course, the ayah is actually human beings are created pure without sin. The fitrah, child is born sinless. No child is born corrupt. All those meanings are from this ayah. But the oath that emphasizes the ayah is actually referencing the five great prophets, like the best of humanity. That is used to emphasize the point that all human beings are pure and born on the fitrah. Is this where we get the status of the five best prophets? It's in another surah, in Surah Ahzab. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. Surah number 33, I believe it's the second page of the surah. All right. So that is where we get that. But as you can see, the four oaths references the five prophets. Wallahu ta'ala. All right. And that's what the point of the oaths is. Sometimes you're not able to like be certain. You cannot ascertain what is it. Is it an oath or is it a connector? That's when you need the tafsir to tell you. Okay. Now we have, subhanAllah, run out of time. But I wanted to do this last part as well because the class in the morning, you got to it. I'm shocked why we didn't get to this one right now. But anyway. Let's do this, inshallah ta'ala. I think let's do it, inshallah, like on the next class. Even though I didn't want to have the two classes out of sync. Inshallah, on Thursday, we'll start with Jar. All right? Because, yeah, inshallah ta'ala. Hamzatul wasl and lam in sukoon for qasam. Hamza al-wasl and lam in sukoon for qasam. Generally, qasam has an al, brother Salim, you're right. Generally. Okay? All right, alhamdulillah. Tayyib, we'll stop here for now, inshallah. Because jar majroor is a very important concept, and we will start this on Thursday, bin Laitan. Okay, people? Please, Thursday, people, let us be here. Let us inshallah ta'ala, participate. I really like it when everybody's participating, because that's when we know like learning is happening. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult. Okay? So please try your best to show up, inshallah, on time, and let's try to participate. If you're not able to type on your phone, it's difficult, please log in using computer. You know, try to figure out ways so that your engagement in the class will be higher, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, it's good to be back. Jazakallah khair, buddy, for coming out. Inshallah, see you all on Thursday. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, yeah.